Well, we want to welcome everyone back to our next podcast. We're so fired up again of having distinguished guests with us, Alex Vandenberg, and we're thrilled to be able to continue to talk about pastoral care ministry and the development, and really what does the Bible say about these types of issues. And so today what we want to do is talk to you a little bit about now diving into the soul. If you guys remember the last podcast we did, we talked about spiritual order, so the spirit. Man is made up of spirit, soul, and body. So we're going to take a little deeper dive into the soul part today. And Alex is going to be talking about really what the soul is made of and how those parts interact, and share just a few thoughts related to that. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Tony, for letting me be here. And I hope we can really minister to you as you're going about your business with people that come to the church. So let's talk first about the spirit, soul, and body. We know that a person that sits in front of us who has confessed Jesus as their Savior has undergone a transformation that's radical, because their spirit is now complete and perfect. And it's great for people who have a problem to first emphasize the good news of that event.
Right.
That they are perfect, that they are good in their spirit. But there might be some habits, there might be some issues in their soul that need mm-hmm. to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And so the process of sanctification, as the Bible calls it, deals with those things right. that we might have right. onboarded while we were not a Christian, or were not aware of the power of right. the Holy Spirit in right. our life.
So in other words, when a person becomes born again, their spirit is born again, but they may have some issues in their soul. But that doesn't preclude somebody from not being saved, right? We're still
Absolutely.
Saved, right?
Absolutely.
But we've got some things we need to work through. But
Absolutely.
Go ahead and share
so
some
let's say, you know, of course, the soul is the mind, will, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Pastor Tony, but I have some weird thinking sometimes.
I can attest I
right?
do, too.
So there is some thinking
yeah.
that needs to be...
It's good.
Needs to be resolved at times, and we need to understand what that process is about. And of course, first off, we need to be willing to change, which
right.
is for a lot of us a big deal. So it becomes a spiritual issue where we
right.
we process, man, maybe I got this wrong, maybe I've been acting out of that belief for a long time, and therefore my habits are not quite lining up with what they should be.
That's good. And I think, you know, Paul addresses that in a question. He addresses that in Scripture, and you had mentioned earlier the process of sanctification. Sanctification is just simply the process whereby God is setting you apart for his purposes. It doesn't mean it happens overnight. It doesn't mean if you have struggles that you're somehow disqualified. But it just simply indicates for us that we've got some work to do once we come to know the Lord. And a lot of the work has to do with the soulish part of the man. The mind, the will, and the emotions. You want to elaborate maybe a little bit on each part of what when you say mind, is that the brain? I mean, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, the mind would be what I would call stinking thinking.
Yeah.
And the Bible is very clear about it. We need to renew that. Part of our change that we can bring about is to renew that thinking. So we need to bring some truth in there and need to get rid of some
right.
junk.
Okay.
The will is a very interesting thing, because this is a different process. We need to surrender our will
okay.
in order to make good decisions.
Okay.
Now, this is not as easy as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we need to be more committed if we're addicted to, let's say, any type of substance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an addiction problem, your will is impaired. But we can't just say, just commit yourself. Just get on
right.
with it.
Right.
So
right.
we need to really be careful that we don't become judgmental when we see these problems so
right.
obviously displayed. We need to understand something impacted this and made this very difficult
right.
for that person.
Right. Okay.
Finally, emotions. I think in the Christian world there's been a lot of emphasis on the mind and a lot of emphasis on the will, but we don't quite know what to do with emotions. We just hope that once we think right, emotions will follow.
Mm-hmm.
But many times people have feelings and responses to feelings that are rooted in trauma. They're rooted in horrible experiences.
Mm.
And actually the Bible is full of great examples of how to deal with emotions.
Right.
What do we do with grief? Well, we need to be comforted, says the Bible.
Yeah.
What do we do with fear? Well, we need to cast it out.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have the perfect love of the Father, which will drive that fear out. There is over
yeah.
360 verses on fear. So the
right.
Bible is not short on advice for emotions
yeah.
and how we should deal with them. And of course, as a as a person in doing pastoral care and as a counselee, we need to understand that if we have that fear, we need to identify it appropriately, right, and then use the tools that the Bible provides us.
That's excellent. Excellent. I was thinking about, as you were speaking, you know, we talked about the mind, obviously. The mind is part of the soul. And Paul addresses that in Romans chapter 12, where he says, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world. But then he makes an astounding statement. And he said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Like, how do we help people? How do we help ourselves be transformed by the renewing of our mind? Because a lot of what happens in life really is processed through the mind.
That's a good question. So people reveal a lot in the way they talk.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person gives you a story after story where they're the victim of circumstance, mm-hmm. the victim of people, the recipient of some bad stuff that others did to them,
right,
you'll hear that they have become a victim. And you
right.
can pursue that by saying, you know, every one of your stories doesn't allow you to take responsibility or to do anything with.
Right.
It's like you're overwhelmed with the situation, and that's
mm-hmm.
about it.
Right.
That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we would go help them be overwhelmed, we might ask them, where does this come from? What kind of thinking is behind the
right.
fact that you're always the recipient right. of
mm-hmm.
nasty stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And many times these things are rooted in early childhood experiences where they got the
right.
message, you don't amount to anything and you better get with the flow because you don't have anything to say here.
Wow.
And
wow.
so that's wrong thinking,
yeah.
obviously,
good.
But it's associated
it's
with
real.
A strong belief and a strong
mm-hmm.
emotion that says, yeah, but my whole life has been like this, so who
right.
are you to tell me different?
Good.
But we have then uncovered for them what it is in their mind that
right.
leads to behavior that's so defeating
good.
And so debilitating.
Good, good, excellent. I found true, once you've identified that, you know, God's word is a really powerful tool to help people rethink what they've been thinking or think in a new way. When you begin to, first of all, as it relates to identity, when you begin to understand who you are in Christ, and the Lord helps you to understand how he sees you, it's amazing how it triggers new thought patterns. And we start thinking differently. And so when we get to that place where a person's starting to kind of understand, hey, I've been thinking some wrong things, there's some errors in my thinking, helping to retrain the mind, I think the word of God is the key to a lot of that. Now, obviously, if a person doesn't have a spiritual background, doesn't understand that, I'm talking specifically for the Christian, that's really readily available. And but that's great. I mean, that's a really important component that you talk about.
Yeah, I agree with you, Pastor Tony, because now it's not an issue of an opinion or
yes.
or acting out of your own experience, but it's just a matter now of do you accept what this says and does it apply to you?
Good.
So
good.
It becomes an easier onboarding of a truth because
yes.
it's not rooted in their experiences,
good.
But rooted in the Bible.
Excellent. Well, Alex, thank you again for sharing with us today on dealing with the soul. We talked today about the mind, the will, and the emotions, how important it is for us to understand that, how those things function, how they seem to be interdependent upon each other, and then helping people to process through those types of issues in really, again, asking the right questions and encouraging people to open up their heart. So, Alex, thank you again so much and for your encouragement and expertise in this field, and we're going to be seeing Alex, I think, a couple more times in our podcast coming up. Guys, have a great day, and thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Have a great one.
Thank you, Pastor Tony.